We are joined in the media center by our Top Fuel winner, driver of the Capco Racing Top Fuel Dragster, Billy Torrence. It is Billy's second career win, both coming from the number one qualifying position. His last win and first win ever was Brainerd at 2018. The team is crew chiefed by Jason McCullough and Walt Prisbell. Torrence's second win, both number one qualifier, and your son is the defending Mellow Yellow World Champ. How does it feel to pull out this victory here at Wild Horse Pass?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, it's just a blessing to be out here, and I would have liked to have got to race Steve in the final, but that didn't work out. So, you know, it just worked out great. The car ran great. The Dom and all the boys, Jimmy, Wes, I'm about to choke up so I can't remember all, Jake, Roy, Tony, Adam, I mean, they worked so hard to keep a good car under me, and even Steve's team came over and helped them out, and it was just outstanding.
We're going to open it up to questions that media members may have. Phil Burgess from NHRA National Dragster.
Obviously, Steve was probably your biggest cheerleader. Can you talk about what he told you between rounds?
He just told me to keep on doing what I was doing, and he said that, you know, I asked him, was there anything that I needed to do different? He said, looks like you're doing a good job. Just keep on doing that, and just be comfortable.
During the offseason, you brought over Jason McCullough. Jason, obviously, some great experience working with Alan Johnson and others. What has he brought to the team? And obviously getting a win second time out is pretty strong.
You know, Jason has really done a good job. He and Walt Prisbell mesh really well. So it's really, in this day and time, it's too much for one guy. So, I mean, we've been out two races. We've been number one qualifier, number two qualifier, and won a race in two races. So it kind of speaks volumes. I mean, that's a really good team. They've teamed up and done a good job.
The 66 in qualifying to take number one was kind of a mind blower. You guys went nuts on the starting line. Did you know that they were going for that kind of performance to try to take the top spot, and were you surprised?
Yes, I did know that they thought they'd run 66 right there, and they've been able to really manipulate the car down every racing service we've been on this year and do a good job, but I was glad to see them get that, and it was a ride.
It was mentioned in your top interview with Amanda Busick that Mama Kay, your wife Kay Torrence, you whispered to her, like, thank you for letting me do this. And the family nature of your team is so evident in nowadays modern corporate America type environment. The fact that you are able to come out here and you take the time, and she's the one who's kind of pulling the strings on this whole deal.
Well, it's Mama Kay's race team. I mean, she is the Mama Kay of the race team, and all those guys have to work double hard to get me out, you know, because, you know, several of the guys that work on my team are part-time, so it puts an additional burden on Steve's bunch too. You know, they prepare the car, then we have enough people to maintain it when I come and race. I mean, it's a big deal, and I was just grateful that they'd let me come out, because I'm not the one with a Top Fuel career. I'm still pipelining.
Now, you have one Wally already. We're only two races in. How many races were you intending to run here in the 2019 season?
They've got me penciled in to run as many as 14. I'll race all of them that it's not detrimental to them.
And might that change if you find yourself in a top 10 hunt to potentially make the countdown? And then, of course, the final six races would be championship possible. You've got a team who can do it, clearly. It's just about whether you have the time to do it.
Well, I'll have to talk to the powers that be about that right there. I'm here on invitation only, so they'll let me know.
There you go. Is there anything that you haven't been asked just yet in any of the interviews that you have done that you want people to know about this given weekend or this given race win?
Well, I mean, it was just a tough weekend for the weather, for NHRA, the track prep, the whole deal. But it all came out great, and we're proud to be out here and representing NHRA and Speed for All.
Billy Torrence, congratulations on your victory at the Magic Dry Arizona Nationals.
Thank you very much.